Shut up and three bit
more popcorn.
Shut up and
three bit more popcorn.
Waka waka, guys. Welcome back to another episode of Shut Up and Refill My Popcorn. This episode is a preview episode. So if you know my shtick here on the main podcast feed, I do bad sequels to good franchises. Now I have a sister podcast, and back in the day it used to be minisodes, the typical podcasting entertainment movie type show that you would normally see, talking about what came out in theaters or net or streaming, reviews on good movies, etc., etc. So that section I have dubbed Extra Butter, and that's on the sister. It's a sister podcast to this main one. And, you know, March Podcasted Madness, I try and drop as much episodes as I can. Been real lazy lately. Have been, you know, slacking off, which, I mean, come on. I drop two episodes a month. The least I can do is drop a plethora of episodes, whether on the main feed or the sister feed. Had a hiccup this week. My guest that was going to be on for this week, we had some technical difficulties, some timing issues, so we postponed our episode for next week's release. And in order to fill the void, even though I didn't drop, I say March Podcasted Madness, and I realized the first of the month was a Friday, and I didn't have shit. So I'm not going to leave, you know, much more gaps between now and the end of the month. So I am going to give y'all a little preview of what I do on the Extra Butter feed. Now, this episode is going to be a Trailer Haters episode. And if you want to know what trailer I'm going to talk about, get into, kind of digest the online bullshit, if you will, it's going to be the new Crow remake. Yeah. So if that right there already doesn't want you... doesn't entice you to stick around, it's all good. If you're on YouTube, check out some of the other videos I have in the library. If you're on Spotify or the podcasting app, check out some of the other episodes I have in the 100 plus episodes, the 5-year run of this podcast, Shut Up and Refill My Popcorn. So with that being said, let's get into the trailer. Here it is, 2024's The Crow.
What's the first thing you liked about me?
I thought that you were quite brilliantly broken.
You feel like my person?
You feel like my person.
What's the worst thing you've ever done?
I saw things. I shouldn't have seen any of it.
Someone dies.
A crow carries their soul to the land of the dead.
But sometimes something so bad happens that the soul cannot rest. Until you put the wrong things right. You were given the power of a god.
But you're running out of time to save her.
I'm gonna kill them. Every single one of them.
I killed you.
Yeah, you did.
We have a problem. He came for us.
First impulse. Anger.
it's not anger. It's love.
Look at what you've become. You know that love promises only pain. You have no idea what hell awaits you.
No, I do.
How many people have you loved?
I'll never be alone.
All right. Off the bat, we can get into my reactions, which is looks pretty badass. A lot of action, a lot of gore, a lot of tattoos. I don't dig the whole, tattooed body face, or basically the face. I don't know. I'm getting Justice League Joker vibes. You know what I mean? Zack Snyder's Joker vibes. But like I said, it looks has action, has gore. The original, let's go ahead and get this out of the way. The original movie was based off a comic book storyline. Let me bring up the Wikipedia. I had understood. So the images dropped. Obviously, people probably felt the same way I did. This looks like shit. He doesn't have long hair. Had the tattoos on the face. Then I had seen somebody mention that it visually, yeah, the story wise, it is based off the comic series. I'm bringing it up, the film on Wikipedia. Then I had, like I said, someone had posted, well, that the look isn't drawn from the comic book or the movie. The look is coming based off, based off not the same comic book. I think they came out with it. I'm trying to think of the name. I screenshotted the comment or the deal, but the Crow series. I'm not seeing nothing on here. Comic book series. So the original one came out in 89. And y'all know me here. I ain't no fucking, I'm not organized on shit. The basic story is Eric, the main character, and his wife are killed on Halloween. All Hallows Eve, one of the two. And vengeance fuels his resurrection. And he's resurrected by the Crow. You see it in the book. You see in the original movie. He comes back from the dead with the Crow, who's essentially his, I want to say his power, but like, so we see in this film and in this trailer and in the original movie, he goes after the people that killed him and his wife, him and his girlfriend. They obviously, they shoot him, they attack him, they try to kill him. They can't, he can die, quote, because he's already dead. But in reality, the Crow is what fuels that power, superpower, whatever, that ability to not die from, gunshots, wounds, and all that shit. So I guess the comic book spawned other storylines, other comic book stories. I saw that the sequel to this film was The Crow, City of Angels, and I think that was a comic book storyline. I'm trying to find the one I'm looking for. So one of these storylines, comic book storylines, the Crow in that story came back as a short-haired, tattooed person. I don't know what that character's name is, but I'm guessing they drew from that comic book story and kind of meshed it with the original. Because in the trailer, you hear the girl say his name, Eric. Unless that guy's name was Eric or what's going on. But yeah, people already hating on it. First, when the images dropped, people were hating on it. And then the trailer dropped. Or even before that, I think people have just come out and said this is a total slap in the face to the memory of Brandon Lee. As y'all may not know, Brandon Lee played the original Crow in the 94 movie and died while filming it. It was a blank round, but there was something in the barrel of the gun that was used as the projectile. So like blank rounds, it's just gunpowder. There's no bullet. You know, there's bullet, then there's casing, there's gunpowder in the casing, and then, you know, that's what I'm not Bill Nye the Science Guy, but I mean, come on. It's, you know, that's what, when you shoot a gun, bang, it shoots the projectile with the bullet. Blank rounds don't have the bullet in. Blank rounds are just, bah, you know, gunpowder, casing, eject, all that shit. But there was something in the barrel. Now, I might be wrong, and I probably am, but I'm pretty sure there was something in the barrel from whatever, maybe, I don't know, how the fuck, why would there be something in the barrel? Who knows? And then, so when they were filming, they shot the round, and it actually shot him. It hit him with, and I don't know exactly where, but he died from his wound. There's been conspiracy theories that, you know, the I don't know what the fuck they would call him, but there was conspiracy theories around the death of his dad, Bruce Lee. And so that kind of went into the, you know, the conspiracy theories of his death. And I mean, this was 94, you know, this was before the internet was huge. Internet was a thing, but it wasn't huge. This was way before social media, you know, when the whole Alec Baldwin shooting happened, you know, that hit like wildfire. So, and this, and the movie, that movie, I don't think they even released that movie, or even if it's done, this one, you know, it was always, you know, oh shit, he died on the set of, you know, through the wire. I remember growing up, of course, I didn't see this when it came out. I was like, first grade, second grade, you know, I was like seven, eight years old. So, didn't see the film till I was at least middle school. You know, less than, you know, another 5 years later or so. So between 2000 and 2005. Yeah, I was like middle school, high school age. You know, and I remember watching the film, trying to look for the moment, because, you know, they don't shoot in sequence. So they shot the scene where he died. I think it was the very last part of the movie where he's fighting the main villain, who I don't know off the top of my head. I'm gonna go back and see who that guy is. And so, oh man, where is he? Michael Wincott, Top Dollar. Wincott, or maybe I got the wrong one. Fucking internet slow as fuck. I just saw him on, yeah, so it was this guy, Michael Wincott. He played Top Dollar. This fucking thing. So yeah, in this movie, you know, we got people hating on the motherfucker, talking so much shit, saying it's a slap in the face to Brandon Lee's legacy. You know, the girl that was in the film, she played, oh, who the fuck was it? It was a little Shelly, I think her name was. It's been a while since I've seen the film. not a long while, but it's, you know, I don't remember. It's a little girl in the movie. Sarah. Sorry, not Shelley. It was Sarah. So the actress that played her, Rochelle Davis, she came out and said, you know, this is crap. The original director, who was Alex Proyas or whatever. Excuse me. The director's come out and said, Alex Proyas, he's come out and denounced it, saying, you know, he's not going to watch it. So who knows? I mean, the actor, I can't think of it, Bill Sikar, he was the one that played it. So, how do you say his fucking name? And again, shooting from the hip, Bill Skarsgård. That his fucking name? Skarsgård? Yeah, so here on the Wikipedia, on that page, he is playing Eric Draven, the original Crow. So yeah, I'm just going to see what the reception is. If there is a reception section already here. Comes out June 7th of this year. Fucking wild. Like, here usually on Trailer Haters, I do get into, you know, all the backlash and some things. And a lot of the issues that, you know, when a trailer drops, people are the first ones to react and give little, you know, tidbits of, oh, this looks stupid. Oh, I'm gonna watch this. Oh, you know, you go crazy just watching all the bullshit people post online. So off the bat, when I saw it, I was like, eh, he looks a little... And there's been jokes. So I'm a wrestling fan. I grew up watching WCW. And back in the day, the wrestler known as Sting, who portrayed a surfer, blonde, face-painted wrestler, was coming, you know, during the mid-90s, wrestling was starting to change. And there's stories on how he came to be the Crow Sting. He took inspiration from the movie The Crow. So he ditched his blonde hair. He was growing it out and wasn't dyeing it, so it was coming in natural. I think it's like a dark-haired gentleman. And so one of the other wrestlers, Scott Hall, I believe, told him, you know, gave him the tip, hey, you ever think about, you know, doing this, trying this gimmick? And there's details on that. They've talked about it before. So they then start his gimmick change. And now he's painting his face completely white with, you know, the lines through the eyes and the lines through the mouth, like the Crow in the first film. Trench coat, he's in the Raptors, you know, and to this day, he retired recently, and he retired in the same game, you know, the same getup, the solid white face, the black lines, different iterations of it since, you know, the original one. And then so he was older. He came back into wrestling, and he came to wrestle for AEW. And then during that time, he partnered up with a daredevil type wrestler named as Darby Allin. He also paints his face, but he paints half of it. So they team up. They're a tag team. He's a short-haired dude, and there's been memes of the Crow and the Crow Sting, you know, like, hey, this is an awesome film. This gave us this wrestler. And then you see the Crow remake, Bill Skarsgård, I'm calling him Billy. And then you see underneath him, Darby Allin. Like, you know, the memes are just... Google it. It's, oh my God. It's funny and it's aggravating at the same time, because you never know. Like, almost like kids, you know, you try this food. I don't like it. It looks nasty. They eat it, and now it's their favorite fucking movie. I mean, favorite food. You know, so I always tend to take things with the grain of salt. But nowadays with trailers, shit looks better in the trailer than the fucking film. You know what I mean? Like, Madam Web is a complete example. I still haven't seen the fucking movie. But just going off of what people saw before it was released, then to the time that it came out, you know, the first reviews were kind of like, what the fuck? And then you hear stories of they took a lot of Spider-Man lore out of it. So it kind of was just, you know, it seemed to be running on both legs. And by the time it was released, it started to walk. Maybe it was hopping a little bit till it was released. And now it's like, you know, crawling on all fours. Who knows? But it's very aggravating to see the first reactions. And I'll even bring up some up here, like Reddit. So Reddit is a place, you know, a lot of people come out and bitch or whatever, put their opinions, whatever. But, you know, people come out and they start giving their, like, oh, that's stupid, like, without even giving it a chance. Like, Bill is a very good actor. I was going to say he was in Dune, but it wasn't him. Or maybe it was. I don't know. Some of these dudes look alike. But to shit on a film before watching it, you know, it gives off these childish vibes. Now you can, and me, and yes, so the gimmick on the podcast is I watch bad movies. And if you've listened to the podcast, a lot of times when I watch a movie, whether it's the first time or watching it again, you know, I actually enjoy some of the movies for, you know, what they're trying to do. And then there's some that just, okay, yeah, I'd shit the bed. So yeah, I like to experience it before I put my two cents or my thoughts on it, really. And this is the same thing, you know, with this Trailer Haters and with this Crow movie. Like, yes, the original film is awesome, you know, early 90s. I mean, literally 30 years ago, you know, there's a 30-year gap here. Now, some of the sequels to The Crow are god-awful. God-awful. I have, the only thing that pops into my mind that's really kind of, is really fucking funny, comical, is the one with the dude from Terminator. Now, let me go back and see which one that one's called. But I know there was, okay, so there was The Crow, there's City of Angels, Salvation. That one that I'm talking about is called Wicked Prayer. And I want to say that was a direct-to-TV movie type of deal. I don't know if it came out in movie theaters, but it came out in 2005. And to be honest, maybe I should cover one of these fucking movies. You know what I mean? I it comes out this summer. I'll definitely be putting The Crow in the fucking on the chopping block. I'll have to see which one it is, but I'm gonna take an educated guess, and I'm gonna say it's The Crow: Wicked Prayer. So yeah, what are your guys' thoughts? I'm already rambling. I've been rambling, and with the gaps in the audio or visual, I do want to say one thing. The show was pretty badass. Stairway to Heaven. That one starred. That was a Canadian, I guess, produced version. I remember seeing it on Sci-Fi Channel. And the crazy thing is the actor who played Eric, Mark, what do you say his last name? Dacascos? I know him from Double Dragon, Iron Chef. That was a crazy thing. So he played the Eric Danvers character on TV. And I just remember watching the TV show on Sci-Fi and being like, oh, that's pretty badass. Because Sci-Fi had all the bangers. Hercules, Xena, this one, Highlander. I mean, oh, fuck. Sci-Fi Channel was one of my go-tos for nerdy content and stuff. But so what are your guys' thoughts? Hit me up on X, Twitter, at Shut Up Popcorn. Leave your comments here because this is going out on YouTube. This is video format, and you can see my. I'm not sponsored by Sure. What the hell is going on? But so you know, let me know. Are you open to watching this film? Giving it a chance, seeing what maybe, you know, cause the trailer, I mean, I don't know if it's music or what, but the trailer did look pretty badass, you know. It looks to be like they're going to try and incorporate the afterlife in here. So I don't know if that part that we saw in the trailer where he kind of falls in this, he's in this field with like crows or this like abandoned building, whatever. And he's talking to somebody, it looks like, who's kind of letting him know. And that's the thing, too. In the first film, or the original film, you just went off of what, you know, okay, the crow brought him back. None, you know, he didn't meet a mentor or anything like that. So I'm still on the fence if this film is going to be as good as I'm thinking. Or, you know, maybe it is going to shit the bed. And when it comes out and people watch it, you know, and then, you know, you see it later down, you know, later down the line, cult followings or whatnot. But, you know, maybe it will get some love. Maybe it won't. I doubt Madame Web will, because Madame Web sucked. And I, like I said, I still haven't seen it. I'm just going off of what I've, people reactions and everything. So, yeah, that's it for this extra butter preview here on the Shut Up and Refill My Popcorn podcast feed. And stay tuned, because the final release coming next week will be Star Trek 5. Yeah, finally getting to that one. Keebler, you're off the hook. Hope you enjoy. Nanu, nanu. Peace.